And today we are talking about the Erickson Public Library, joined by Mr. Z, Zach Steer. Good to have you here.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
And joining us on the phone, we've got Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are, wrapping up March. So you had spring break, you had a lot of different things in there. Busy month?
It was a very busy month, and you said spring break. We did a variety of programs that week, you know, that really celebrated the world of Oz. We had a really good turnout. It's always nice to offer some stuff to families that are staying in town. And like you said, now we're turning that corner to April. But I will say today at 10 a.m., we have our friends from Iowa Public Television. They do a program called Read Across to Iowa, and they're coming to do story time today. So
all right.
I'm pretty excited about that. And earlier this week, we had our buddy Clifford come and visit, and we had a variety of story time and craft activities, and so we had a really good turnout for that. So that's been a really good week to celebrate reading. And yesterday, we had our friends from Boone County Hospital and Madrid and Ogden Libraries. We're starting a program called Little Cubs. We used to have Reach Out and Read at the clinics, but now Little Cubs is our program. It's similar, with this one, again, they're going to be able to distribute books during well-child visits. So we put stickers on close to 1,000 books yesterday, and they've been delivered to those respected communities. So we're really excited.
This is a collaboration, all our libraries.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Reach Out and Read, we've had it here in the clinics in Boone for over 5 years, and it's been great, but we looked at expanding, and we just, with our Boone Lions Club being our initial funders, we wanted to create a program that reflected that and celebrated that, so that's where Little Cubs came from, and so now it's in all Boone County communities, so we're excited.
You know, when I look at, and I think of all the different things, well, all the work you've done in particular, but when I think back to, what the legislature's doing, reading at grade level and things like that. Bottom line for you guys is read.
Yeah, I always tell folks that we have to help build that foundation, and we have to engage with families first. And a good way to do that is with books. And there's many ways to do that. My friends on the phone too, even with youth and adults. I mean, we have to see reading as universal and celebrate that. So even doing literacy programs that mobilize things to hand out books and materials is a way to connect there too. So we're always happy to support that.
And I know for both Rhonda and Candy. Rhonda does what? You got your Rory readers from all over the world?
Yeah, we do. Yep. And then another book club that I started, and then Candy facilitates two other book discussions and book clubs that we have at our library. So, literacy is huge.
And then Candy takes them to the brewery, too.
She does, yeah.
I do, yeah.
I know. They get to go have fun and go out, and I have to stay here and work, darn it. Believe me, I would be over there with the book discussion if it wasn't working that night.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. Let's start and talk about what's coming up here in the month of April. Mr. Z.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll continue, of course, doing the wonderful Wednesday and Thursday story times at 10 a.m. I will say it's quite a delight when you're here for so long to see when a new cohort of friends come, and they are energetic and exciting, and I'm glad the weather's changing because I'm sure we're going to be going outside sometime soon.
Every Wednesday there's been, what do you do? Like pick the worst weather day?
I know. I wish, I'm happy to report, I think the weather's supposed to be doing well, but we've, shifted our themes and stuff to really reflect our new season. Something I started earlier this year with our family fun. So we're having one on Tuesday, April 1st at 6 p.m. and another one on the 15th at 6 p.m. But it's the first one. Families really love art and creativity in that way. So I've charged myself with ways to introduce art in some unique ways. So on the 1st, which is next Tuesday at 6 p.m., we'll do our story time and our songs, but we're going to get out balloons and paint with balloons. We will see how this goes. And then following that on the 15th, the world of ants. I'm always about trying to, help with some discovery and stuff. So we're going to do some story times around ants, and there will be a special treat Ants on a Log, and it will be made with sun butter. Just, sure. You know, we have to be understanding of allergies, which is good. And then something that I'm excited to bring back that I haven't done for a while is science. So I'm going to have an after-school science program on Thursday, April 24th. I'm laughing just because I know myself with science and the messiness of things, but it was always successful. I don't even know if I've done it since pre-COVID, but it will begin at 4 p.m. on the 24th, and we'll just have a few science experiments, and kiddos can come in and help me with those and just learn all about those areas of science. So I'm excited about that. And then our wonderful friend Kyle from Boone County Conservation, he and I have been partnering for some time on our prairie gardens that we have, pollinator gardens, excuse me, at the library. And we're excited to continue that program. But we're also going to be starting what's called an X-Kid. X-Kids is part of the Circe Society, which is the society that, you know, we have our certification through for our pollinator gardens, but there's a book that they have where kids can use their superpowers to protect incredible animals called invertebrates, and has a variety of activities in there. They'll complete those activities and take a pledge, and then they get a badge to go with that. So while supplies last, I have those, and those will be available starting next Tuesday, the beginning of April, on that as well. We do have our wonderful story walk at McCo's Park. We're still doing the book, The Spring Book, by Todd Parr, and then we'll be changing that out starting in May, which more information on that is to come. This last piece here, I'm really excited about. So we have been partnering with the Alleges Elementary, Trinity Lutheran, and Sacred Heart Preschool kiddos and families. Since the start of this year, through a program called Little Engines. It's a piloted program. It's been going on for some time, but this is our biggest cohort. I think there's 130 little ones that are participating, and our wonderful partners in our community have provided activities. There's videos to go along with them. The families get the supplies for those activities. They get the books. They don't have to return anything. And it's connected to what's called Beanstack, which is what we use. Mm-hmm. And they earn badges for every activity that is completed. And so we're really excited and appreciate the funding from our friends at the Rotary and Boost Together for Children for helping us with this program. And with that funding, we're having in May, but I have to talk about it in April.
Yeah.
It's called Marvelous May Train Ride, Saturday, May 10th at 10:30 a.m. at Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad and Museum. That's the day before Mother's Day, so this is a good Mother's Day activity. But families will be able to hop on board with us for a train ride. There'll be story time along the way. But the reason why I'm bringing it up in April is starting Monday, April 21st, the public can scan a QR code. Oh. It's on our paper calendar. We'll have it on our website, and then they can get their ticket for that day. Okay. There's no cost for that because of the funding. Our wonderful families participating in Little Engines, they get to start a little bit early, and they'll get their information from me soon, just to give them a week ahead since they're participating in this Little Engines program as well. So lots going on, and I know my friend Rhonda has the Saturday story times. I will say next Saturday, you get stuck with me at 10 a.m. I know. So I'll be doing Little Blue Truck for my story time theme for that as well. So that is what I have for April. I will say there's a little box here on the front that adds a reminder that on Monday, June 2nd, Zach, 4 to 7 p.m. is our carnival.
Monday. The first Monday in June
is our kickoff carnival. So more on that will be coming, in the next couple of
different programs.
We'll do this. So you bet.
I'm pretty sure you guys have been working on the summer reading for a little while now.
Always are working on that. It's a big program to put together. So all three of us just seems like we end and then start as soon as fall starts. So, yeah.
All right. Rhonda, some of the things you're working at here in April.
Yeah. Towards the beginning of the month, we have our early out crafternoon, which falls on Wednesday, April the 2nd. And we set out craft materials starting at 2 p.m. since the kids get out of school early that day. And it's just an open crafting session.
Okay.
So they can come out and enjoy that. Mindful Monday topic for April, we are going to be exploring podcasts with Carrie Wilt, who is actually the great-great-granddaughter of Frances Hodgson Burnett, who wrote The Secret Garden and The Little Princess. She got inspired by her grandmother, and her podcasts focus around intentional living and pulling out the weeds of life that are weighing you down, kind of based on the Secret Garden theme, which I think is really special. And I'll give a little preview. We actually have her book to do a live Zoom program this summer during summer reading, and we're going to incorporate that with a Secret Garden party out in the library garden. So I'm excited about that. So she is just a wonderful lady. She lives in Texas, and so that'll be fun for Mindful Monday. Walking Club, we are returning outside for April. Fingers crossed the weather cooperates with us. So we, again, want to shout out to the Eastern Star Wellness Center for hosting us again through the cold winter months so we had a safe indoor space to walk. The EPL Walking Club is open to all ages. We've had families, kids, adults, seniors, tweens and teens sometimes during the summer will join us as well. And so we meet the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. So starting April, we'll be meeting on the outdoor steps, the front steps at the library at 9 a.m. And then we will embark on our group walk together. So all fitness levels are welcome as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just anybody that wants to come out and participate.
It's just a way to get out and have some movement and socialize with people. It's a really nice opportunity for that.
All right.
Yeah, and Rory Readers, of course, as you mentioned earlier, we meet the second Wednesday of the month, so that's at 7 p.m. That's our exclusive on Zoom book discussion, and it's an open discussion. We just discuss what we've been reading recently. So if you live locally but have a friend who does not live locally, it's a good opportunity that they can hop on Zoom with you. And so, like you said, we have people from all over. So that's really fun, so we invite you to join us for that. You can register on our website calendar. Stitch Night, open again to all ages. We have tweens, teens, and adults that come out to that, which is really nice. So it's definitely a generational thing. So if you do any type of fiber art, embroidery, cross stitch, knit, crochet, sewing, come on out and join us. We have a bonus Stitch Night in April because there is a fifth Wednesday. So first, third, and fifth Wednesday at 6 p.m. we start, but you can drop in any time until we close at 8, and we meet downstairs in the fireplace area in the children's department. We gather around there and socialize and craft together, so that's a really fun group. So all right. Encourage you to come on out. we have Anime Manga and Chess Club that we host every month. And I will say next month for Chess Club, which falls on the fourth Thursday at 4 p.m., we do have a special guest, Patrick, coming out, who will be instructing us instructing those who would like to learn to play chess. He popped in yesterday with a few of his friends and kind of gave me his demo. And I will say it is the best instruction of chess I have ever had. So he is a great person who wants to just pass on that knowledge to others. So that, again, is Thursday, April 24th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then just two quick last things. I will say Zach, like he mentioned, is very kindly doing story time for me on April the 5th. And that is because we are excited to partner with the Y Camp. They have always been a great partner for us. They are hosting a literary weekend, an adult literary weekend out at the Y Camp, which I will be attending. But the Erickson Library is hosting trivia that night. On the Saturday night. So we're really happy to help them with that fun literary event. And then the following Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., I will be out at the DMAC STEM Fest.
All right.
For the library. So if families want to come out to that, that's really a very fun annual event. So we are happy to partner with DMAC on that.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to a lot of fun things there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Candy, are we getting rid of what's happening with the card catalog? Do we transition this month?
Yes, next week I'll be taking out the beads and adding the seeds.
We've had a company donate a lot of nice seeds this year, and I was able to purchase some. So it will be loaded up with about 300-350 packages of seeds starting next week, and you can come in and pick up a package and note on the calendar that you participated. That'll be next to the card catalog. That's on the main floor. I will also thank you to all the people that have been coming in and perusing the craft swap table, and all the Christmas ornaments are almost gone. There's just a few left, and then it will become the houseplant swap table. I like to bring that back when the weather turns a little nicer, so we'll hope that it's good weather next week when it returns.
I'm confident. If not, we'll just wait another day and it'll be better.
It'll be better, of course. Well, I did want to highlight that tomorrow that the Writers' Workshop will meet again, and they met every Saturday in March, and they'll meet every Saturday in April. They have several writers that are having books published, and they appreciate anybody that can drop in and help proofread and critique their books before they get published. So they're the group is growing fast and furious, which is wonderful, and we're up to about a dozen people now. So always glad to have new people stop in. If you like to proofread, stop in and look over their passages. They'd appreciate it.
All right.
Also tomorrow, Nan Sloan with Habitat for Humanity will be back in the fireplace room at noon. She will also be back the last Saturday in April in the fireplace room. She's just trying to meet with people to see if they qualify to get a new home. And thankfully, it was an arduous process last fall. She met with a lot of people, and finally she connected with a family, and they will be getting a new home later this year in Boone. Yeah. So that's it feels very good to see that happen. So come on out if you think you might qualify, and just chat with Nan.
And that would be one of those where they wouldn't necessarily have to be from Boone, but if you're from Boone County.
Boone County, yeah.
Yeah, really. We're looking forward to it.
That'd be a great opportunity for you. The seed catalog and the plant swap returns next week, like you said, and I have a program next Monday night. It's a jewelry, wooden painted jewelry hanger class. It's a wood board with a doorknob, and you get to paint it, and I still have lots of room in there, so if you want to register, either go on our website calendar or Facebook page, or give us a call at the library, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay.
The RSVP visits at the main table on the first and the third Tuesday every month at 10 o'clock, and so if you want to find out about volunteer opportunities in Boone County, just stop in and chat with her. Also, now the Wellness Center will be at the main table on the first Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Star Wellness Center be there. You can stop in, say hi to Jessica, hear what, maybe you're not a member at the Wellness Center and like to hear all of the opportunities and amenities that they have.
Sure.
The Writers' Workshop on Saturday the 5th has a special guest author, Gene Gross. He's been to the library before. He is a retired band director from the Spencer and Ames area schools, and he always wanted to write a book, and so he wrote his first book called The Girl in the Net, and his second book comes out in May, and so he's coming to speak to the writers about his experiences, even though he's older, and he still started to write books, and he's having them published, and he'll be at the library next Saturday at 10 o'clock to chat with them, but anybody's welcome to come and hear what he has to say. We have a young man who's helping people with their technology questions, and his name is Ian, and he'll be at the library on the 7th and the 10th, which is Monday and Thursday, and then the fourth week of the month, 21st and 24th, he'll be back. He meets in the fireplace room from 4 to 6, and if you have a question about your phone or your tablet or your computer, no question is too small or too silly. Just come in and chat with him. He's more than willing to help you. We have a special program on Tuesday the 8th and Tuesday the 22nd Boone resident here. She, Jane Sutcliffe, will be showing kiddos and their families how to use sign language. And she will, the two classes will be different. So if you want to, come on out for both of them. They're at 6:30 in the evening. You don't have to register, and they're downstairs. She'll read a story and then teach you how to sign some of the words of the story, and there'll be some kid-friendly snacks.
All right, good. So,
going to give that a try. It's for ages 4 to 8, but if you have younger children,
sure,
bring them along. The rabbit wreath class on Monday, April 9th, which is not Monday, April 9th, it's a Wednesday. I should have proofread the calendar a little better. It's Wednesday the 9th. It does say we're making pom-poms with yarn, but I've had to switch gears, and so it will be something a little different. And watch our Facebook page in the next couple of days, and you'll be able to sign up for that.
Okay. All right.
Ladies Night Out is an author talk with Angela Youngers, and she'll be at the library on Wednesday the 30th. At 6:30, she'll have some prizes and some games and discussion about her book called Another Dance. And I believe she's from maybe Waukee, so she's
okay.
Central Iowa author.
Yeah, good.
Of course, we have books at the brewery. We still take craft donations. So, yeah, we're a busy spot. And I did not put it on the calendar because Neighborhood Forest has not notified me yet about what kind of trees they're sending or when they'll be delivered to the library, but we had 200 kids sign up for free trees, and they'll be available about Arbor Day, so later in April.
Okay.
Families will be getting an email when they can stop in and pick up the free tree.
All righty. And only one day closed.
One day closed. Yeah, Friday the 18th for the spring holiday, but then we are back open on the 19th.
Yep. So, busy place. Again, folks, stop by, check it out. Again, check not just the library's website, but again, get on Facebook, because that's where the regular, I mean, you get daily announcements coming out on that. And sign up for the text, if you want to keep getting all the text notifications, you can get a lot of text notifications from the library. Take it from me. I know.
Yep, you can.
Very easy to do. I do want to thank you ladies for joining us today. And once again, look into a busy month of April, and little break in there with May, and then here comes summer fun.
It's hard to believe, but yes,
coming fast.
It's here before we know it. Thanks so much. You guys have a great month of April.
Thank you.
Jim.